Today's shiur is Masechet Sukkah, Daf Yud Ches, and we will begin on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, three lines from the bottom, Toshma. As we have been discussing in our previous shiur, the Gemara continues to focus on what disqualifies a sukkah. In other words, what is a sukkah has empty space on it? At what point does that disqualify the sukkah? We learned in our previous shiur that is a disqualification when you have three tefachim of empty space. And then the next question is when you have schach psula, disqualified schach, schach that can't be used, at what point does that disqualify the sukkah? So says the Gemara Toshma. The Brisa says, sukkah ben desarm shel eris. If somebody used boards made out of eris tree for his schach, sheyesh behen arba, that are four tefachim wide, divrei hakol, both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda will agree that sukkah is psula. And the reason is that since these are boards that are usually used, going back to the sugya that we learned on Daf Yud Dalet, since these are boards that are usually used to make homes, roofs, so we have Xeris Tikra. Chazal were concerned that if somebody is going to sit under such a covering in a sukkah, people are going to make the mistake and believe that you could sit under your roof and be Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah. So that's why Chazal said that one may not use such a sukkah. Ein bem arba, but if these boards are not four tefachim wide, Ramei Poisel, Ramei still says it's possible, Rehuda Machsha. Yehuda, we learned again on Daf Yud Dalet, since they are not the size that people typically use for a roof, we need not be concerned. Whereas Rameya holds that even it's a three tefachim, once it's larger than the size of Lovad, as we keep on repeating, Lovad is measured with three tefachim. Once it's larger than Lovad, we need to be concerned. Embem Arba, if there's no four tefachim, Ramei Poisel, Ramei says that there's three, that it's possible. Again, as we've learned, it's only when it's three tefachim. Otherwise, what can we use for schach? But Rabbi Yehuda Machsh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's fine. However, says the Gemara, Emelda Rameya, even though we've just learned that Rameya is Machmer and saying that even a board at three tefachim is going to be disqualified your sukkah, Maid Rameya, Shem Yesh Neser, Bei Neser Le Neser, Kamloy Neser, if you have kosher schach, posel schach, and then kosher schach, and then kosher schach again, Bei Neyem Kesherim, so if you set up such a situation, you're going to have a kosher schach. Rashi points out that the Gemara could have just as well said Moedah Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, according to this version, agrees that when the schach is wider than four tefachim, when the board is wider than four tefachim, it's possible. The only issue to be discussed is since Rameir is a bigger chiddush. Because as we just learned a moment ago, Rameyer is the bigger Machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. So when the Gemara says, Umayda Rameyer, that even Rameyer, who's so strict in this issue, even Rameyer, who holds that if there's, that a board that's already three tefachim is a problem, so, and when he's lenient, it represents a bigger chiddush, and that's why the Gemara chose to use, say, Umayda Rameyer. It says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda also is Umayda to this. So says the Gemara, Bishlam leman damer, beim emtsa beim menatzad, that both in the middle of the sukkah or on the side of the sukkah, the disqualification of posel schach is with for arba amos mishum hachi ksheira, because you'll never have a space using this type of a method of dalar amos in one space of posel schach. Eleman damer beim emtsa. According to Mandom that says that be'emtzi, you have a psul of arba tefachim. So even if you'll tell me that you have this system where you have posel kosher, but as soon as you have schach that's four tefachim wide, it right away is a problem. Because schach four tefachim wide, according to the way we've been learning, disqualifies a sukkah when it's not on the side of the sukkah. When it's on the side of the sukkah, so then it's not a problem, because there everybody agrees we could rely on Daif and Akuma. But the system that the Gemara just now suggested has even Pasul Schach in the middle of the sukkah. If we have even Pasul Schach in the middle of the sukkah, if it's four, why, if we hold the four tfachim of Schach Psula disqualifies the sukkah, why would that not represent a problem? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, the way to understand the case that this Brisa just referenced, how everybody would agree that when you have this Pasul Kosher, it's oh fine. It's exactly Hocha b'sukkah do I have ela shmoina mitzumtzum saskinen. We're speaking about a sukkah that's exactly 8 amos wide. If it's 8 amos wide, it's 48 tfachim, 8 times 6. The yar, and what the way it's set up is very specific. Yar of Nesser, first you have a board that's 4 tfachim next to the wall. Afterwards, you have a pesel. You have kosher schach for 4 tfachim. Then you'll have Nesser or pesel. And then again, you'll have the board that's 4 tfachim wide and kosher schach next to it, also 4 tfach wide. Then Nesru Pesel. And again, you'll have that. Miha Gisa. This covers 24 tfachim of your sukkah. And then you look at the next 24 tfachim of your sukkah. Again, working from the other extreme side of the sukkah. Nesru Pesel, Nesru Pesel, Nesru Pesel, Miha Gisa. You're going to start working with the 24 tfachim again, divided this way. And what's going to end up happening is a number of things. First of all, you're going to have Shnei Psalim Bemtza. You're going to have a continuous space of 8 tfachim in the middle that are kosher. And then, so since you're going to have 8 tfachim of schach kshera in the inside, so once you'll have 8 tfachim of schach kosher right in the middle, we have been learning so many times that the dimensions of a kosher sukkah is 7 tfachim, so you're fine. You have the dimensions of a kosher sukkah because of the 2, 4 plus 4 of kosher schach that you have right in the middle. Then you're going to have, on the two sides, 20 tfachim left, because you've used up of the 48 tfachim, 8 in the middle. So we have 40 left, 20 to the right, 20 to the left. So without going to any other issues that you have kosher schach or pasul schach, it's already fine. The reason it's fine is because once you have only 20 tfachim, 20 tfachim is less than four amos. If you have less than 4 amos, then the aloch, because 4 amos is 24. When you have 4 amos, then when you have less than 4 amos of pasul schach from your wall to the kosher schach, we're able to say and therefore, by setting it up exactly in this way, you have a kosher sukkah, and you also have Daifin Akuma. Daruch Haner asks a question, however, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to sit, there's a machlokes we discussed in our previous shir, if you're allowed to sit under the pasul schach. So how will somebody be able to sit under this schach? He says, we're going to have to figure out that a person can lay within the 8 tfachim that's in the middle, so there should be enough room for him to sleep in the schach, in the sukkah, and should still be a kosher sukkah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Avishloisha, we discussed, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the shiur today as well, that if a sukkah has 3 tfachim of empty space, the sukkah is possible. So says Abaya, Avishloshim Sukkah Gedoila. If you have 3 tfachim of empty space on your sukkah, Miyato, Bein Bekonim, whether you now, to be able to make the sukkah kosher, you put on it kosher schach, or Bein Beshvudim, or even if you put on it non kosher schach, have a miyut. Your sukkah is going to be fine. Because since we learned, schach posel only passels with 4 tfachim. Here you don't have 4 tfachim of schach posel, and you no longer have 3 tfachim of empty space. and we learned in our previous year as well, different disqualifications don't combine. And therefore, even though you may have next to each other Schach Posel and Avir, we learned in our previous year, they don't combine, and your sukkah is going to become kosher. However, he says, if you start with a sukkah, which is Shiva al Shiva, we start with a sukkah, which is the minimum size, Bekonim, if you take the empty space and you'll put on it kosher schach, have a meat. The sukkah will be kosher. Because since the space now that you have is less than 3 tefachim, the empty space that you have now is less than 3 tefachim, given that it's less than 3 tefachim, we're going to be able to say loved. And because we're able to say loved, there's not, the halacha looks at it like there's no empty space. Bishpudim, but if you want to lessen it with shpudim, lo yavamiyat. That even though we don't have now a combination of empty space and non-kosher schach, because as we said, they cannot combine, but since we have now 3 tefachim that we don't have kosher sukkah, the halacha is that the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah, and the sukkah has to have at least 7 tefachim of kosher sukkah. However, says the Gemara, v'hani mili, this that we said, that if there's poslo schach, if there's empty space on the sukkah, you just should try to minimize it below 3 tefachim, and by minimizing it to below 3 tefachim, you won't have any more, it will not be considered anymore like you have empty space. That's only, says the Gemara Menatzad, on the side of the sukkah. Ava be'emtza, if the empty space is in the middle of the sukkah, but you have, as we just described, less than 3 tefachim of empty space, says the Gemara, this is a subject, pligi by Rav Acha Ravina. It's the subject of a machloikis of Rav Acha Ravina. Charama yesh lova be'emtza, anywhere on the roof of the sukkah, if you have less than 3 tefachim of empty space, we could say the concept of loved, and now your sukkah is fine. V'charama ein loved be'emtza. On the middle of the roof of the sukkah, we don't say loved. And therefore, if that's going to be the case, if you have this empty space in the middle, you won't be able to combine the two, you won't be able to combine the entire schach, and it will not be acceptable. So now we learned a very big chiddush, that even though we've learned so many times the concept of loved, here we learned a new halacha of loved be'emtza. And the Ran explains, why should there be a difference when we speak about loved on the side or about loved in the middle? So he explains that we, earlier in the Masechta, when we spoke about Hilchas Loved, we actually combined a number of halacha l'mashe m'sinais. We said God asik, where we bring up or down walls. We say the loch of loved. We said the loch of dofen akuma. All of them were really connected to rules of the walls. Dofen akuma, as we've been learning, as we learned in our previous year, is a halacha in walls. Good asik and good asik are halachas in walls. So the Gemara, according to this mandaba that says ain loved ba'amtsa, also holds that loved is a halacha in walls. And since loved is a halacha in walls, that's why when we're talking about tzchach, because here we want to rely on loved in the middle of the tzchukah, there we can't say hilchis loved. So now, of course, Tosfos asks a very powerful question. If we're going to say ein loved be'emtza, a person will have to be extremely careful that his sukkah should be totally covered every inch of the middle of the sukkah, where we can't say Dofen Akuma anymore, should be completely positively covered. Because if not, we're going to have a problem of Ein Loved Be'emtza. So Tosfos says that the only time we have this concern is if the empty space, which now we're learning, even if it's a very narrow empty space, is a problem, is if that empty space goes from one side of the sukkah to the other side of the sukkah, whether it goes from right to left or from front to back. Because now the Gemara is learning, if you say, ain loved be'emtza, it divides the sukkah into two. And therefore, you'll have a problem that your sukkah, and you may not even have two kosher sukkahs on the side, given the way it's constructed. There may not be the proper shear, you may not have the proper amount of walls. But if that empty space doesn't go through all the way, it's not a problem. The Ritva speaks about this question. He says that the only time we're worried about Ein Lavad Ba'emtza is it has to have enough space that somebody's head could stick through that empty space. But if we don't have that empty space, that level of empty space, then the halach is that we don't have to worry that the fact that there's empty space, it should be disqualified. Another point that the Ran makes is our Gemara has connected the question of Lavad Ba'emtza to the question of how could you correct an empty space situation in the middle of your sukkah. And the question that the Ran asks is, why does the Gemara connect these two halachas? The Gemara could have said one halacha, how you could minimize empty space, and the halacha of Ein Lavad Ba'emtza. Why are they connected? He says that really they should not be viewed as one halacha, they should really be viewed as two separate halachas. But there's another very important point to be made here. And that is that often, as I said, we speak about Hilchos Lavad. But when we speak about Hilchos Lavad, we need to understand, what does Lavad mean? Does Lavad mean that when we have an empty space of less than three tefachim, it brings the two sides together because of our halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai? Or does Lavad mean that when we have less than three tefachim of empty space, the halacha views that empty space as it's filled up? So Ritva says that once our Gemara taught us the halacha of Ein Lavad Ba'emtza, it's clear, says the Ritva, that the definition of Lavad means that we fill up the empty space. Because if we're going to say that Lavad means we just bring the two sides together, so there, as we said, maybe it's only on the side, not in the middle. But if it means that the empty space is filled up, he says there shouldn't be a difference if it's on the side or in the middle. And the fact that our Gemara wants to suggest, and maybe that could be the machloikus between the mandom that says yesh lavad b'emtza and the mandom that says ein lavad b'emtza. The mandom that says yesh lavad b'emtza holds that what lavad does is it fills up the empty space, and therefore it should make a difference where the empty space is. Whereas the mandom that holds ein lavad b'emtza says it brings it together, and there we're going to differentiate between the middle and the sides. Says the Gemara, my tam the mandomer, yesh lavad b'emtza. What is the basis of mandom that says we even say lavad when something in the middle? Because we learned a brisa and masechta erevin, and we actually spoke about this subject at the beginning of our masechta. A mavui, which is an alleyway that the chutzeris of their houses led into to the mavui, and then that mavui would lead into the rishus harabim. So mavui midaraisa is certainly rishus hayochid, because the typical mavui has three walls, and the fourth wall is open to the Rishus Rabbin. And since Midrash is Rishus HaYochid, you should be allowed to carry in the Mavi. But Chazal were concerned that because it has this opening to the Rishus Rabbin, you may not carry in that Mavi only if you make a Lechi or a Kaira at the entrance of the Mavi. A Lechi is a vertical pole that's put up on the side of the door. A Kaira is a horizontal pole that's put across the entire opening of your mavi. And the Braisa says, so you made a kaira, and the kaira went from one side of the opening, but it didn't reach the other side of the opening. Or, you used two beams. One was from the right side, one was from the left side. But they're not long enough. Ain't a noigus zubazu. The two beams don't quite touch each other. The halach is, pachs mishloisha, if there's a space of less than three tefachim till the wall, if there's a space of less than three tefachim between the two kairos, we can rely on lavad, and ain't a tzarech lavi kaira acheris. And we don't have to bring another kaira. However, if there's shloisha, if there's a space of three tefachim or more, so we can't say lavad and tzarech lavi kaira acheris. So it's very clear that we say lavad even in the middle, when we want to connect the two beams that aren't quite touching each other. So says the Gemara, the man, the Omer, that says, Ein loved be'emtzah, how will he defend himself? V'idach, shani kairis derabon. As we just said, the entire issur of carrying in the mavui is only an issur derabonon. And since it's only an issur derabonon, because midaraisa, as we described, it really is a rishus hayochid. So since it's only derabonon, Chazal said we can rely on loved even be'emtzah. But in a case where it would be a deraisa, like in our situation where you want to sit in a sukkah, and the sukkah has to be a sukkah that's kosher mideraisa, therefore the halacha is we can't rely on lavud. And I saw that the Rishonim actually take this a step further, which is connected to what we mentioned earlier, that since he's connecting the halachas of lavud, the mandam that says ein lavud be'emtza, is connecting the halachas of lavud to the halachas of mechitzas, to the halacha of walls. Where are walls crucial? By sukkah, as we've been learning in our entire Masechta, that the walls of the sukkah are an integral part of the sukkah. But by the mavui, where that isn't the case, so it's very different, and there we could say lavud even be'emtza. Says the Gemara, my time demand amma the ein lavud be'emtza, but we just learned that the mandam that says ein lavud be'emtza. Where does he take that from? Says the Gemara, the Tanan, based on the Mishnah in Masechta Ohalos, Perigyon Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Aruba, if you have an opening, Shevabayis, that's in the roof of your home, Obar Pesach Tefach, and the opening is a Tefach wide, and you have Tumah Bebayis, and there's Tumah of a mess in the house, and the Tumah is not under the opening. Kulay Tumah. Everything that's in the house becomes tamei with tumas oil. Mashik neged aruba, but anything that's under this opening, atar, because anything that's under the opening is not under the oil. It's under an opening. So what do we see from here? That even though you have a very small opening in the roof, so it's subject to hilchos lavud, still, if it's less, still, it's not considered closed up. We don't say an opening in the middle of the roof is subject to hilchos lavud, and it's considered open. Continues the Mishnah, tumah keneged aruba, if the thing that's tamei is right under the kezias of the mace, is under the opening, kalabayis kula tahar. Everything that's in the house is tahar. Why? Because we don't have tumas oil here. We don't have tumas oil here because the definition of tumas oil is that there's a covering on top of the mace. Here there is no covering on top of the mace because what's on top of the mace is an opening. And that opening is less than, even though it's less than a tefach, ein baruba pesach, so tumah keneged aruba, kalabayis kulotor. But continues the Mishnah, Ein baruba pesach tefach. If the ruva is not wide tefach, tuma bebayis, and we have tuma in the house, shekeneged aruba tahor. Anything that's under the aruba is tahor. Tuma keneged aruba kol bayis tahor. So we see that even though the opening is less than a tefach in this roof, we still don't apply the halachas of lavud. So this is clearly an indication that ein lavud be'emtza. Vidach, and the man that holds Yesh Lavud Be'emtza, how will he defend himself? He's going to say we can't bring a raya from that, because Shani Hilchos Tumah, when we speak about Hilchos Tumah, everything is different. Dach Gemirula. Hilchos Tumah are all based on special halachal Moshe Messinais that we can't learn from Hilchos Tumah to other places in halacha. There's a very interesting question from the Drisha. The Drisha says that if there's a tumah in the house, the Mishnah Masechta Olos discusses this extensively, that every entrance and exit in the house, even though the exit is on the other side of the door, becomes tumah. And the reason is because soif, there's a concept in halacha, soif tumah lotzeis. We don't know which door, which opening of the house is going to be used to bring the tumah out of the house. Since we don't know what's going to be used to take the tumah out of the house, we have to treat the entire house, every exit as tumah. So if that's the case, we should also have to treat the entire house as tumah, because we don't know, since we don't know through what exit we're going to be taking, we don't know where, through which place in the house we're going to be carrying this mace. And since we don't know through which place in the house we're going to be taking out the mace, the entire house should be tamei because of that concern. So the Taz, to answer the Drisha's question, says that when do we apply the concept of soif tumalotzeis on a door? And the way the Drisha's explaining, it wouldn't be limited to speaking about only a door. It would be the entire house. That's when we start with real tumas oil. But in a case where we don't start with tumas oil, as we have been explaining, when we speak about a place where there's a hole on the roof on top of the mace, which prevents the tumah, which prevents tumas oil from even starting, then we don't say the concept of soif tumah lotzeis. So it's very interesting. When we start, where we have a situation of tumas oil, so tumas oil gets expanded to even say a concept of soif tumah lotzeis. But when we don't even have a situation of tumas oil, we can't just apply to it the concept of soif tumah lotzeis. Says the Gemara, Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi, Baish Nifcha. If you have a house that the ceiling on top of the house opened up, the Sichach al Gabov, and now you put Tzchach on that opening. Ksheira, the Sukkah is kosher. That means if you open up a skylight in your home and you put Tzchach on your skylight, if as long as you have less than 4 amos from the skylight to the sides, to the walls, it's a kosher Tzchach, it's a kosher Sukkah, because we say that concept of Doifin Akuma. Amul Fana Rishmael B'Rab Yossi, Parish, please explain your words. So he explained, Kach Pirush Abba, this is the way Reb Yossi explained this. Arba Amis, if there's 4 Amis of non-kosher schach, of non-kosher schach, or a ceiling from the wall to the kosher schach, it's psula. Pachs Mikan, when you have less than that, it's kosher, because we say Doifin Akuma. Why did he have to say this? Because there are questions what is considered a proper sukkah. So he wanted to say that when you have a proper sukkah under the kosher schach, we could apply the concept of doifin akuma. And then he brought another halacha that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi said, not related to hilchas sukkah. Darsha Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi, avruma. Avruma is a type of fish, sharia. They may be eaten, and we're not concerned that there are different shrots and different insects that are connected to the fish. And as Rashi explained, there was never a question about the kashrus of the fish. The fish is certainly a kosher fish. The question is that shrotzim, these insects, attached to this fish. And the question is, does that make the fish usur? Amar l'fanav of Yishmael Rav Yossi Parish, explain yourself. He says, Kach amar abba, shemakam haplani asura, and the fish of a certain place are usur, because in that place, they have these insects attaching to the fish. And since we have these insects attaching to the fish, we may not eat the fish, shemak pliny, but the fish of another place, umateres, because we don't have this concern. And the Gemara says, we have a precedent for this. Damabai haitzachanta, these type of fish, the vav nahara, that used to swim in the river called Bab, sharia, may be eaten. Says the Gemara, my time, why are we lenient? Ilayim mishum deredifim mayim, that the water in that river of Bab run quickly. V'hai dag tomei, every non-kosher fish, kivin deles lechut ha-shedra, this fish doesn't have a spine, lematzikayim, it would not be able to survive in that river. So we see that this fish is surviving in the river, by definition must be not that non-kosher fish. Says the Gemara, Kachazina Dekai, we see that non-kosher fish even swim in rivers that have a strong current. And says the Gemara, the reason it's not a problem, Shim de Milche Mayim, and the water is very salty. And when we speak about this non-kosher fish, Kivin de Lesle Kilpi, it doesn't have scales. Lemotzi Kai, it can't survive because of the extreme saltiness of the water. That means fish that have scales, which are kosher fish, the scales protect them from the salt. But this fish that doesn't have the scales doesn't have what to protect it from the salt. As the Gemara, that isn't true either, because of Chazina Dekoy, we see that non-kosher fish that don't have scales survive in very salty water. Ella Mishum Delay Mabim Nay Dog Tameh. That water doesn't have non-kosher fish. And so if we can determine that there's a place that doesn't have kosher fish, that doesn't have the non-kosher fish, we'll allow you to eat the fish from that water. Now that we have all these different rivers that pour into that river, so even though in that river there are no kosher fish, not this type of non-kosher fish, but the other fish swim into there, that makes it a sira. We're not allowed to eat any fish from there unless we examine the fish, and by examining a fish, that we can be able to say that the fish is, that we can eat that fish. Itma. So says the Gemara, Sicha Agabe Eksadra. We spoke about an Eksadra in our previous year. The way an Eksadra works is, as we mentioned a moment ago, there are houses that used to open up to the Chotzer. That was the way the houses were constructed in those days. And instead of having the doors and the houses, the doors open directly into the Chotzer, what they used to have was an Eksadra, like something jutting out from the walls of the Chotzer, and that was the, and under that area is the Eksadra. So says the Gemara, Itma, Sicha Gabi Eksadra, if somebody has this Eksadra on the three sides of the Chotzer, and then you put Tzchach over that Eksadra, Yeshlai Tzimim, if there are boards, if there are poles on the side, Kshera. Ein Lip Tzimim, if there are no boards standing up along the sides, Abaya Abba Kshera, Abaya is going to say the Sukkah is still Kosher Sukkah, Rava Mepsul and Rava is going to say that the Sukkah is Pasul. Because what is the Machlaikus? The Tanaka, the one that says that the Sukkah is Kosher, says Amrinim Pitikur Yervisayisim. The sides of the Chsadra that are sticking out of the wall come down. The halacha looks at them as if there's an imaginary wall coming down, and we'd be able to say pitikra. And Rashi explains that the svara behind pitikra is very much connected to the svara of good achas mechitzta, that we take down the wall. And therefore, the mandam that says it's kosher says that we could apply here the concept of good achas. Good achas, we could apply the concept of pitikra. And the other mandama says, Rava Omar, Rava disagrees, and he says, Loyam Rinam pitikra yervisayisim. We can't rely on the svara of pitikra. There's a fundamental machlaikis, rishonim, how does pitikra work? So as I said, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, say that pitikra work with the same concept of good achas. Tosfos and Rosh explain that Pitikra works in the halachas of a Pesach. It makes it into a door. And this, since there's nothing to see, a sukkah needs to have a wall. So therefore, since a sukkah needs to have a wall, to say that this creates a wall, the man d'Amar Abaye who holds, it's, the Rava who holds that it's not kosher, he says because a mechitza that's created has for a sukkah has to have some real wall to it. Or Rashi's going to learn that Rav is going to hold that even though in halacha maybe pitikra v'yarvisayisim is certainly an acceptable concept, but Rav is going to hold we cannot use that concept to create a sukkah. And it's a concept that we've discussed in previous shurim as well. Because Rav is going to say that we only say that a mechitza of a sukkah is considered a valid mechitza is if it's an actual mechitza, because if a sukkah has to be in an enclosed area, this is not considered that it's in an enclosed area. Amar Rava. So Rava says to Abaya, Lididach, Amar Pitikra Yervisayisim, that you want to be able to apply the concept Pitikra Yervisayisim. So the halacha is afila hifchis, doifin emtsari, even if you take away the middle wall, that means the two walls of your sukkah will be parallel to each other, and that sukkah looks like a sukkah, like a mavi mefulish. The halacha is, we should still say that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, because we should apply the concept of pitikra on the back wall and say the schach that ends at the back wall or the front wall, the back wall, which are the two missing walls, should create pitikra yarvisoysim. Answers the Gemara, Amalei. So Abai says to Rava that even I, who rely on pitikra to make a sukkah into kosher sukkah, I'm going to agree with that sukkah, davalei mavi mefulish. That sukkah is a mavi mefulish, and since it's a mavi mefulish, the halacha is that anywhere that's open from two sides is considered too open, and we don't say pitikra yarvisaisim. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, going back to something that we mentioned earlier in our shir. Earlier in our shir, we spoke about a mavi and the ability to carry in a mavi. And we said that you make a lechi or a kaira at your entrance to your mavi, and you can carry in your mavi. But when did we say that that is the halacha? When the mavi, we said, had three walls. So if your mavi has three walls, make a lechi or kaira at the fourth open wall, and you'll be able to carry in the mavi. But if we're going to apply the concept of pitikra, then even if the mavi just had two parallel walls, we ought to be able to say pitikra yarvisaisim. The fact that we don't say it is a clearly indication, says Abaya, that when there's only two walls, everybody agrees we don't say pitikra yarvisaisim. Suggest the Gemara, Lema, Lema Abaye v'Rava, but plucked the Rava Shmuel Kamilski. So the Gemara wants to suggest that Abaye Rava's Machloikis is really connected to Machloikis of Rava Shmuel. Ditma, we discussed earlier in Amasechta, Achsadra Shebebika. We have four poles on the street, and it doesn't have any walls. It has four poles and a covering. Rava v'Mutal Tatbakula, you could carry under the entire Achsadra, that means even though your bika is a karmelus, and you may, the halach is, we may not carry more than dalat amos in a karmelus, this area that has the four poles and the covering is considered a shusha yachid, because I'm reading pitikra yarvisaisim. V'shmul amr, and Shmul disagrees, and he says, ein matatan ba ela arba amos, you're only allowed to carry four amos, it's in a bika. It's considered part of the bika, and just like the bika, as we said, is a karmelus, and you can't carry more than four amos in a karmelus, you won't be able to carry more than four amos under this structure. Because, lo yaminin pitikra yarvisaisim, when there are no walls, and just to rely on the edges of the covering to say pitikra yarvisaisim, we don't say so. Aliva de Shmuel, says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, kalmin lo pligi. Everybody can't be arguing. And even Abaya who wanted to apply the concept of pitikya yard v'soysim by sukkah, there's no way how his position could be consistent with the opinion of Shmuel. Because Abaya applied the concept of pitikya yard v'soysim in our sukkah, so certainly he would apply it in that case as well. And if he didn't apply it there, it's clearly a case that we don't say pitikra yarvisaisim. Why? So there's two explanations. Number one, as we keep on referring, that a sukkah requires an enclosure much more than Shabbos requires an enclosure. Shabbos requires Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Shabbos doesn't require an enclosure. So if Shmuel says that by Shabbos I can't rely on pitikra yarid v'saisim, then certainly to create an enclosed area, which is the requirement of a sukkah, I can't say pitikra yarid v'saisim. Furthermore, as I said, the issue of this achsadra was an achsadra babika. The achsadra babika, we said, the bika is a karmelus. The isser of carrying in a karmelus is only an isser derabbanan. So since it's only an Issa Darabonon, if we hold that pitikra works, we ought to be lenient. If we're not lenient in a karmelus,
where it's an issue of the Rabbanon, we certainly can't be lenient by a sukkah, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So says the Gemara, if Shmuel by Darach Sadr Babika was not willing to apply the concept of Pitikiyar v'soysim, certainly he won't be willing to apply the concept of Pitikiyar v'soysim in a sukkah. Keep pligi, I'll leave the Rav. Rav was willing to apply the concept of Pitikiyar v'soysim on Darach Sadr Babika. Abaya. So Abaya says, my opinion is very consistent with Rav's opinion, that we are able to apply the concept of Pitikiyar v'soysim. V'rava amalach, atkan loyama Rav Hassam, when did Rav agree that we could use the concept of Pitikiyar v'soysim? El de mechitzes l'chsadru d'vidi. The walls and the poles that were all made, they were made to enclose the chsadra. And therefore we could say, we could extend and say the halacha pitikiyar v'soysim. Lav halacha avidi. The chsadra, those pieces of wood that are sticking out of the walls of the chatzeris, they aren't made for pitikiyar v'soysim. They aren't made for the purpose of making a sukkah. If it's not made as for that purpose, then the halacha is we can't apply the concept that of pitikiyar v'soysim. And even though Rava did apply the concept of Pitikiyar v'soysim, we won't be able to apply it, even though there Rava was willing to apply it, says the Gemara here, he would not be willing to apply it.